The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
8:32, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, let's check in on some things regarding COVID-19. First of all, give us an overview, kind of starting at the worldwide level.
Well, at the worldwide level, we've hit 25 million cases in the world. A truly bad statistic to hit. Still very active in the U.S., Brazil, and especially India. So India is a huge concern, a huge country, very densely populated, very unequal systems. And so they're having many, many cases now spread all through India. And we're very, very worried about that, because there is a lot of travel back and forth between India and the United States. Until they get it under control, the hope for restoring international travel is poor. In the U.S., we're doing a little bit better. We've had fewer cases and fewer deaths over the last 2 weeks, and that's a good sign, although we're starting to see lots of cases in the Midwest, especially Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and seeing lots of cases around college campuses. In Oregon, we're slowed down a little bit. We had only 162 cases yesterday. And in Douglas County, we're really slowing down. For 3 weeks now, we've had less than 10 cases per week. So we're doing incredibly well in Douglas County. We've met the metrics to open K-3 and met the county metrics for open all schools. Unfortunately, the state positivity rate is still a bit over 5%, and that's going to stop us from opening schools for at least a few weeks.
And that positivity rate is kind of almost amortized, if you will, in terms of a three-week set of numbers, right?
Yeah, so it has to be met for 3 weeks. Now, we've always met the 5%, and we've met the under 10 per 100,000 for the last 3 weeks. So we're just waiting for the rest of the state to catch up.
And looking at the new state testing numbers from yesterday and the positivity rate, looks like we saw an improvement.
We did. We saw a little bit of an improvement yesterday. And that number changes day to day because it's when the tests were taken. So if there's still some old tests out there, they get it added in. So it could go up or down just a little bit.
And statewide, we're still seeing some smaller counties with large numbers of cases. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Malheur and Umatilla County continue to have far more cases than you'd expect. And what happens is the disease gets into a community, and when it gets into a community, it's going to continue to spread. Those communities have really been overwhelmed, really not been able to go ahead and trace and track each case. We thankfully have had so few cases that each one we've been able to very carefully trace and track.
And both of those counties, if I'm correct, their total population is well under the size of Douglas County.
Right. I think combined, they're about Douglas County size.
Yeah. So that's been...
And they've had a lot of cases and a lot of deaths.
Right. And that's been interesting to watch. Also, Marion County still stays up there sometimes as the largest number of cases. While that's a large county, it's not as large as Multnomah.
Yeah, Marion County is very much struggling. They have a number of food plants there. They have some immigrant populations that have made it really, really tough for them to get this under control. We were helping them for a while with their contact tracing, but they've been overwhelmed with contact tracing for months now.
Now, talk about travel. The forecast is for this upcoming Labor Day weekend to have more travel than Memorial Day weekend. A lot of folks have patiently waited throughout the summer and are ready to go somewhere. What's your advice?
Well, travel is worrisome. Almost all of our cases have been associated with out-of-area travel. So you go visit a relative in another state where there's lots of disease. Your chance of getting this is much higher than it is in getting in Douglas County. And then you come back, go to work, spread it to the people at work, and that's where we've seen our outbreaks. So traveling is a really calculated risk, and so we would really recommend that if you don't have to travel, try and stay home.
And
enjoy the beautifulness of Douglas County. I mean, there's so many great, wonderful things to do here. That maybe this is a Labor Day you spend at home.
And for those people who are making plans to go, talk about how you make travel safer.
So travel is safer if you have fewer contacts. So So if you travel and, you know, go have sit-down restaurants each place you go, that's obviously much more dangerous than eating at home or using takeout or eating outdoors. Secondly, travel modes itself, buses, trains, airplanes, are always dangerous because there's lots of people around and it's almost impossible to maintain social distancing. So we think driving is probably safer. And then just the number of contacts you have is really a key. So a family reunion of 50 in Malheur County is almost certainly going to have one or two or three people who are infected and thus infect the group, whereas a group of five in Douglas County is extraordinarily unlikely to have anybody infected, and thus you're much less likely to get infected.
I remember a few days ago seeing on the state information referencing back to some folks on the North Oregon coast, or at least they traveled from there or to there, extended family, friends, et cetera, and they shared a big beach house for a week, and the ultimate result was 300 cases just out of that gathering.
I saw that. That is stunning, but not unexpected. We've not had nearly as much spread because we've gotten these little clusters as they've happened and gotten to them quickly. But we did see one cluster that was three generations of disease spread at different family gatherings, big social gatherings, and at work. So, yeah, it can spread very, very quickly. When we look at the colleges, where University of Alabama had 1,000 cases in a day, that kind of spread is so fast. And the concern is not for the students. The students are probably all going to be okay. The concern is that there are older people working there. There are older people in the community. Some of these students may have jobs where they work at a nursing home or they work somewhere else and now can infect others who could get very sick with us.
As we've gone through this these past several months, it's been fascinating to see just how many times sort of the knowledge about the pandemic, things shift and new data comes out, directions change. This is really, from the science side, a pretty unique situation.
It's an amazing, unique situation. And sort of as I get near the end of my career, it's been amazing how much I've learned in the last 6 months. I probably spend 2 or 3 hours a day reading journals, listening to podcasts, to learn more about this disease, and still there's lots we don't know.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannen, I for a COVID-19 update. Dr. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.